Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课终要开杠咯。Get yourself ready for story time. Today's episode is about the story of the mermaid and the boy. 童话故事时间，今天要和朋友们分享的是美人鱼和小男孩最终回。Let's start with a quick recap of the story. A young prince was promised to a mermaid in exchange for his father's life.The prince fled from the mermaid and wandered in the woods, meeting a lion, a bear, and a bee. Each of these creatures gave the prince a magic token that allowed him to transform into animal form. The prince used these transformations to enter the princess's chamber and win her heart.
为了逃离美人鱼的王子，经过森林动物的加持，取得了变身的能力，顺利进入公主的寝宫，加入国王的军队。正当一切顺风顺水的时候，一个不小心被美人鱼掳到海里去了。接下来，王子的命运会如何呢？公主要心碎了吗？
The war was soon over, and the king returned to his people, who welcomed him with shouts of joy. Return, 返回, welcome, 欢迎, 迎接。
战争很快就结束了。
The war was soon over.
国王回到了他的人民身边。
The king returned to his people.
全国欢呼雀跃地迎接他。
His people welcomed him with shouts of joy. But when the princess from her window saw that her betrothed was not among the attendants, riding behind her father, her heart sank, for she knew that some evil must have befallen him, and she feared the red knight.
Betrothed, 未婚夫, attendant, 随从。Befallen 是 before 的过去分词，指的是坏事发生在某人的身上。公主从她的房间窗户看着国王身后的侍从队伍，队伍当中却找不到她的未婚夫的时候
，The prince saw that her betrothed was not among the attendants.
她的心就沉下去了。
Her heart sank,
因为她知道王子一定遭遇了不幸。
She knew that some evil must have befallen him.
而且她担心害怕就是红骑士害了她。
Oh, 公主知道是谁不可靠哦。She had long ago learned how clever and how wicked he was, and something whispered to her that it was he who would gain the credit of having carried back the sword, and would claim her as his bride, though he had never even entered her chamber.
Wicked, 邪恶的, whisper, 传闻,私底下说, claim, 主张,要求。Chamber, 房间。公主很早以前就听说红骑士是一个又聪明又邪恶的人。
The princess had long ago learned how clever and how wicked the Red Knight was.
公主听到有人私底下议论着
Something whispered to her that
红骑士会得到夺回国王佩剑的荣誉。
It was he,who would gain the credit of having carried back the sword.
而且呢，他会要求公主成为他的新娘
and would claim her as his bride.
就算红骑士从来没有进入过公主的房间
though he had never even entered her chamber.
就算公主知道当晚进到他房间拿走剑的不是红骑士，但是公主有办法揭穿他吗？
And she could do nothing, for although the king loved her, he never let her stand in the way of his plans. The poor princess was only to write, and everything came to pass exactly as she had foreseen it. The king told her that the Red Knight had won her fairly, and that the wedding
would take place next day, and there would be a great feast after it. Stand in the way of something, 试图阻拦 come to pass, 发生 foreseen 是 foresee 的过去分词指的是预料到 take place, 举行 feast, 宴会公主无能为力 the princess could do nothing, 因为尽管国王爱她但是国王从来不让公主会妨碍她的计划 The king never let the princess stand in the way of his plans 可怜的公主在这一点上的判断实在是太正确了 The poor princess was only too right 一切呢都按照公主预想的状况发生了 Everything came to pass exactly as she had foreseen it国王告诉他 The king told her 红骑士公平地赢得了他 The red king had won her fairly 而婚礼呢将在第二天举行 The wedding would take place next day 之后还会有一场盛大的宴会 There would be a great feast after it 童话故事里的公主呢常常是一个哀伤又无力的存在几乎没有一个公主能够决定自己的命运只能够顺从她身边的人的安排那这身边的人呢不只是国王皇后她的父母还有宫廷里位阶比较高的男性也能够决定公主的命运哦In those days, feasts were much longer and more splendid than they are now, and it was growing dark when the princess, tired out with all she had gone through, stole up to her own room for a little quiet. Splendid, 壮丽的, tired out, 疲累不堪的, gone through, 是 go through 的过去分词,指的是经历过的事情, still,偷偷地做某一件事情公主那个时代的宴会比起现在的宴会持续时间更长规模更盛大 Feasts were much longer and more splendid 天色渐渐黑了 It was growing dark 公主在经历过婚礼宴会等等的这一切而感到疲累不堪The princess was tired out with all she had gone through. 她偷偷溜进自己的房间,想要安静一会儿。The princess stole up to her own room for a little quiet. 公主心里还是想着王子,但是她没有办法问国王,更不可能问红骑士,王子到底去哪里了。But the moon was shining so brightly over the sea that it seemed to draw her towards it, and taking her violin under her arm, she crept down to the shore. Seem, 似乎, draw, 吸引, crept, 是 creep 的过去式,指的是悄悄的移动。公主在房间里面往外看看到海面上的月亮如此的明亮 The moon was shining so brightly over the sea 月光呢像是在召唤她往大海去 It seemed to draw her towards the sea 她便拿起了小提琴 The princess took her violin under her arm 蹑手蹑脚地走到了海边 She crept down to the shore还记得在上一段的故事里王子拿到剑之后要离开公主的房间之前曾经告诉过公主 If I do not return 万一我没能够回来 Take your violin every evening to the seashore and play on it 你就每天晚上到海边去拉小提琴 So that the very sea could boat who live at the bottom of the ocean may hear it and come to you. 这样子住在海底的一种叫做 sea kobold 的精灵听到小提琴的声音就会出现来帮助你。公主显然是想起了王子的叮咛所以拿着小提琴来到了海边拉弓演奏。Listen, listen, said the mermaid to the prince who was lying stretched on a bed of seaweeds at the bottom of the sea. Listen, that is your old love playing, for mermaids know everything that happens upon earth.
stretched 舒服伸展 seaweed 海草。被美人鱼掳到海里的王子正躺在深海里由海草铺成的床上伸展身体。
The prince was lying stretched on the bed of seaweeds at the bottom of the sea.
美人鱼对他说，你听你听 ,listen, 这是你的旧爱在演奏呢。
That is your old love playing.
我们美人鱼呢知道地球上发生的事情。We mermaids know everything that happens upon earth. 这王子呢虽然被美人鱼掳到了海底，日子好像过得还不错的样子诶。美人鱼把地面上的公主称为旧爱，是不是意味着她是王子的新欢呢？
I hear nothing.Answered the youth, who did not look happy. Take me up higher where the sounds can reach me. So the mermaid took him on her shoulders and bore him up midway to the surface.
Reach, 到达 midway, 在两地之间 surface, 表面。王子看起来不太高兴，他回应美人鱼说，我什么也没听到。
I hear nothing.
带我到更高的地方。
Take me up higher.
这是指靠近海面的地方。王子说，带我到声音可以传到我的地方。
Where the sounds can reach me.
于是美人鱼把他扛在肩上。
So the mermaid took him on her shoulders.
把他从海底带到了离水面剩一半路程的位置。
The mermaid bore him up midway to the surface.
接着美人鱼问王子说，你现在听得到提琴的声音了吗？
Can you hear the violin now?
王子回答，没有，
No.
除了水流声，我什么也没听见。
I hear nothing but the water rushing.
我必须还要再高一点。
I must go higher still.
Then the mermaid carried him to the very top. 然后美人鱼把他带到了几乎接近海面的地方。接着美人鱼问王子说，你现在一定能听到了吧？
You must surely be able to hear now.
王子回答说，
Nothing but water.
除了水声，什么也没有。
So she took him right to the land.
于是美人鱼就带着王子来到了陆地上，然后问，
At any rate, you can hear now.
到这里你至少能够听到了吧？王子回答，
The water is still rushing in my ears.
我感觉我耳边还是有水在流动的声音啊。
But wait a little.
不过等一下，
That will soon pass off.
那很快就会过去的。
And as he spoke, he put his hands into his breast and seizing the hare wished himself a bee and flew straight into the pocket of the princess. The mermaid looked in vain for him and coasted all night upon the sea, but he never came back and never more did he gladden her eyes.
Seizing 是 seize 的现在分词，指的是抓住。In vain, 徒劳无功的 gladden, 是高兴。回到陆地的王子一边和美人鱼说话，一边把手伸进胸前的口袋里，抓住一根毛，把自己变成了一只蜜蜂。
The prince put his hand into his breast, seized it here, and wished himself a bee.
变成蜜蜂的王子直接飞进到公主的口袋里。
The prince flew straight into the pocket of the princess.
美人鱼找不到王子。The mermaid looked in vain for him. 整夜都在海面上徘徊。
She coasted all night upon the sea.
但是王子再也没有回来。
But he never came back.
也再也没有让她高兴过。
And never more did he gladden her eyes.
读到这里突然有点心酸，当美人鱼不是故事里的主角的时候，王子就会头也不回地往公主奔去，不然从故事里美人鱼和王子的互动，两方的相处应该算是愉快的吧。
But the princess felt that something strange was about her, though she knew not what, and returned quickly to the palace, where the young man at once resumed his own shape. Resumed, 重新回到。变成蜜蜂的王子呢，躲在公主的口袋里。公主感觉到不太寻常。The princess felt that something strange was about her, 却也不知道到底哪里不对劲。She knew not what. 接着呢，公主很快就回到了宫殿。She returned quickly to the palace. 王子立刻马上变回原来的样子。The young man at once resumed his own shape. Oh, what joy filled her heart at the sight of him. But there was no time to be lost, and she led him right into the hall where the king and his nobles were still sitting at the feast.At the sight of, 看到 hall, 大厅 noble, 贵族。公主一看到王子，她心里就充满了喜悦。What joy filled her heart at the sight of him. 但是没有时间可以浪费。But there was no time to be lost. 她带着王子走进大厅。She led him right into the hall. 国王和他的贵族们正在宴会上面。The king and his nobles were still sitting at the feast. The princess said to the king and his nobles, Here is a man who boasts that he can do wonderful tricks, better even than the red knights. That cannot be true, of course, but it might be well to give this impostor a lesson. He pretends, for instance, that he can turn himself into a lion, but that I do not believe.Boast, 自夸 Imposter, 冒名顶替者 Give a lesson, 给一个教训 Pretend, 假装妄称 For instance, 例如公主走进宴会里对着全部的人说这里有一个人自夸说他能够表演非常厉害的戏法 Here is a man who boasts that he can do wonderful tricks.甚至比红骑士的戏法还要好 Better even than the red knights 当然这不太可能是真的 That cannot be true of course 但是应该给这个冒名顶替者一个教训 But it might be well to give this imposter a lesson 例如这个男人妄称说他可以把自己变成一头狮子 He pretendsFor instance, that he can turn himself into a lion. 但我不相信有这种事 But that I do not believe. The princess went on, turning to the red knight. I know that you have studied the art of magic. So suppose you just show him how it is done and bring shame upon him.Went on 是 go on 的过去式指的是继续。Turn to, 转向 Suppose, 猜想 Shame, 羞耻接着公主转向红骑士继续说我知道你研究过魔法艺术 I know that you have studied the art of magic 所以我想你可以向他展示如何变魔法 So, suppose you just show him how it is done 并且让他丢脸 And bring shame upon him哇哦，公主这一招是要丢谁的脸啦 Now, the Red Knight had never opened a book of magic in his life, but he was accustomed to think that he could do everything better than other people without any teaching at all. So he turned and twisted himself about and bellowed and made faces. But he did not become a lion for all that.Accustomed, 习惯 twist, 转动 bellow, 哄叫。红骑士呢，事实上他根本就没有打开过，根本就没有研究过任何一本的魔法书。The Red Knight had never opened a book of magic in his life. 但呢，非常自大的他总是认为 he was accustomed to think. 他自己呢，可以不经任何的指导 without any teaching at all 在任何的事情上他可以做得比别人更好 He could do
everything better than other people. 于是他转过身 he turned, 扭动身体 twisted himself about, 大吼大叫 bellowed, 做鬼脸 made faces. 想也知道红骑士并没有因为这些动作而变成狮子。
He did not become a lion for all that. Well, perhaps it is very difficult to change into a lion. Make yourself a bear, said the princess. But the red knight found it no easier to become a bear than a lion.
公主对他说，可能变成狮子太难了。Perhaps it is very difficult to change into a lion. 不然让你自己变成一头熊吧。Make yourself a bear. 但红骑士发现变成熊并不会比变成一头狮子简单。当然啊，这根本是公主在设陷阱，挖洞让他跳。
Try a bee, suggested she. I have always read that anyone who can do magic at all can do that. And the old knight buzzed and hummed, but he remained a man and not a bee.
Suggest, 建议 Buzz and hum, 发出嗡嗡的声音 Remain, 保持不变公主继续提出建议试试变成蜜蜂吧 Try a bee 我知道任何会魔法的人都可以变成蜜蜂哦
Anyone who can do magic at all can do that
红骑士学蜜蜂发出嗡嗡的声音但是它仍然是人的形状而不是一只蜜蜂。
Now it's your turn, said the princess to the youth. Let us see if you can change yourself into a lion. And in a moment, such a fierce creature stood before them that all the guests rushed out the hall, treading each other on the foot in their fright.
Fierce, 凶猛的 tread, 踩踏 fright, 恐惧公主对王子说现在轮到你啦 Now it is your turn 让我们看看你能够把自己变成狮子吗
Let us see if you can change yourself into a lion
当然这种小事王子是做得到的所以刹那间一头凶猛的狮子出现在所有的客人面前
In a moment such a fierce creature stood before them
所有的客人都冲出大厅
All the guests rushed out of the hall,
在惊吓当中互相踩踏
treading each other on the foot in their fright. The lion sprang at the red knight and would have torn him in pieces had not the princess held him back and bidden him to change himself into a man again. And in a second, a man took the place of the lion.
Sprang 是 spring 的过去式指的是跳。Torn 是 tear 的过去分词，指的是撕裂。Bidden 是 bid 的过去分词，意思是请求。变成狮子的王子呢，目标只有一个人，那个人就是红骑士。王子斜杠狮子，就往红骑士的方向扑过去。
The prince slash lion sprang at the red knight.
要不是公主拉住他，并且要他呢重新变回人的样子王子斜杠狮子肯定会把红骑士撕成粒撕成碎片
The prince slash lion would have torn the red knight in pieces Now become a bear, said she And the bear advanced panting and stretching out his arm to the red knight who shrank behind the princess
Advanced 前进 pant Panting 是喘气的意思 Shrink 的过去式意思是退缩接着公主又命令王子变身成一头熊变成熊的王子呢喘着大气张着双臂走向红骑士
The bear slash the prince advanced panting and stretching out his armsTo the red knight.
而红骑士居然躲在公主的身后
The red knight shrank behind the princess.
By this time, some of the guests had regained their courage and returned as far as the door, thinking that if it was safe for the princess, perhaps it was safe for them. By this time, 已经 courage, 勇气 regain, 重新取回。这时候已经有一些客人提起了勇气。By this time, some of the guests had regained their courage. 他们回到了门口 and returned as far as the door. 心里想着如果公主安全了 thinking that if it was safe for the princess, 那么他们自己也是安全的 perhaps it was safe for them. The king,who was braver than they and felt it needful to set them a good example besides, had never left his seat. And when at a new command of the princess, the bear once more turned into a man, he was silent from astonishment, and a suspicion of the truth began to dawn on him. Needful, 必须的, command, 命令,astonishment, 惊讶, suspicion, 怀疑, dawn, 变得明朗。故事说到这里，朋友可能会想，那国王呢？国王比任何一个人都还要勇敢。The king was braver than anyone else. 他觉得自己有必要为他们树立一个好的榜样。He felt it needful to set them a good example. 所以呢，国王从头到尾都没有离开自己的座位。The king had never left his seat. 他就看着红骑士耍宝，看着王子变成狮子，变成熊。而当公主在发出新的命令的时候，要熊变回人的模样，国王就看着一头巨大的熊又变回人模人样的样子，他惊讶到说不出话来。He was silent from astonishment. 他开始对事实的真相产生了怀疑。 A suspicion of the truth began to dawn on him. Was it he who fetched the sword? Asked the king. Yes, it was, answered the princess. And she told him the whole story and how she had broken her gold ring and given him half of it. Fetch, 取回。国王就是国王，有问题直接问。他说，是他拿到剑的吗？ Was it he who fetched the sword? 而公主回答说，没错，就是。Yes, it was. 公主把整个故事都告诉了国王。She told him the whole story. 以及她打破她的金戒指。How she had broken her gold ring. 并且把一半的戒指给了王子的事情。And giving him half of it. And the prince took out his half of the ring, and the princess took out hers, and they fitted exactly. Next day, the red knight was hanged, as he richly deserved. And there was a new marriage feast for the prince and the princess. Fit, 相称的, exactly, 完全准确的, hanged,是 hand 的过去式，指的是施以绞刑。Deserve 施以绞刑。王子拿出了他的那一半戒指。The prince took out his half of the ring. 公主也拿出了他的另外一半。The princess took out hers. 两半的戒指完全吻合。They fitted exactly. 第二天呢，红骑士就被施以绞刑，绞死。Next day, the red knight was hanged. 那是他罪有应得。He richly deserved. 王子和公主重新举办了一场宴会。那个呢，就是他们的结婚宴会。There was a new marriage feast for the prince and princess. 故事到这里结束。The end.这个故事呢，讲了一个年轻王子成长的故事。故事的前段提到美人鱼和王子的父亲所做的约定，他其实是有点在暗示人没有办法决定自己的出生，没有办法选择自己的原生家庭，在出生之前就已经存在的坏事，主角本身其实是无法 改变的，但是出生之后的人生要怎么过，你是有机会决定的。王子变身为不同的动物，代表他不同的成长和发展阶段。当他环游世界的时候，他了解了不同的文化和观点，狮子的霸气，熊的鲁莽，雄蜂的谨慎，每一次的相遇都带给他新的能力，而这些能力也在日后成为很大的帮助。故事的后期，美人鱼再次出现，一方面可能是暗示它是代表一种抛不开的家庭债，那另一方面呢，也可能是指爱情里那不被爱的小三。虽然有短暂的相遇，但是到最后王子还是要回到公主的身边。会挑选这个故事呢，是因为我的一个会考生即将要到远方求学，就像王子出了皇宫到世界历险。那故事说完了，大部分的学校也都开学了，最后就用这个故事来祝福每一位进入新环境的菜鸟们。无论你感觉自己多么的年轻，多么的缺乏经验，你都有能力成就伟大的事情，你都有成长和改变的潜力，并且克服生活带给你的挑战。好喽，那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。If you like what you hear,Please rate, review, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab. 感谢订阅收听斗内的朋友， Your support means a lot to me. 备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能找到你所需要的资料。 Be sure to tune into the next episode. 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。 Bye!